Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. It's Monday, 29th June 2020, and we're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. So what are the key themes at the start of the week for the FX financial markets, Derek?
Well, I think we finished last week with the US equity markets dropping. S&P was down 2.4%. Asian markets have followed at the start of this week. And Europe is mixed, and S&P futures are a little bit higher. So we're at this kind of important point of investors assessing, obviously, the front focus risk being the escalation of COVID in the US, and whether that is going to result in a wider correction in risk. We've put out our weekly on Friday with the conclusion of our view, which is the risks certainly are to the downside. And when you consider the expectations built into the market, I think there's much larger downside risks than there are upside risks. That's for sure. So, you know, taking, for example, FactSet consensus estimates for corporate earnings, you know, the projection for calendar year 2020 is a drop of 21.6%. And for calendar year 2021, corporate earnings are expected to rebound by 28.8% on revenue of growth of 8.5%. That essentially brings earnings per share back to 2019 levels. And, you know, that to me is illustrating a lot of good news priced into equities. And for the moment, investors are willing to look beyond this escalating spread of COVID. you know, I accept the conclusion that lockdowns are not going to come back like they have done in the past, but I still think there's considerable risks of the damage this could do to corporate and consumer confidence. And, you know, one way of illustrating that, you know, everybody knows the kind of high frequency mobility data that's available to look at, and the Apple mobility data shows a considerable rebound in mobility. But Citymapper is the other mobility tracker, and that's more urban specific, and it's more weighted towards public transport mobility. And when you compare US city mobility data versus European city mobility data on Citymapper, we have a completely different story, where in the US, in the major urban centers, in the major cities, those indicators are still flatlining, barely increasing, marginally, whereas in Europe we're seeing a considerable rebound. And that to me is a good illustration of Europe managing the COVID spread in a way that is instilling greater confidence. And that, I think, is going to play out in the data going forward, whereas I think what's happening in the US is certainly going to be more damaging. And, you know, investors for now appear to be taking a more optimistic view than we would on how this plays out on economic activity over the coming months. But I think the risks are certainly to the downside. And of course, this week we have a shortened week in the US with the Independence Day holiday on Friday. And that could be a catalyst for investors looking to reduce risk. So, you know, certainly I think short term, we'd be favouring more risk-off type trading conditions, and that should broadly support the dollar, although we would argue as well that it's not a simple buy the dollar against everything. You know, we think we've gone beyond that, and now it's looking at specific currencies where we see greater underperformance than other currencies. And I think that will be important in how FX plays out to any kind of corrections and risk going forward from here.
Right. And is there anything else we should look out for as this week unfolds, Derek?
Well, I mentioned, you know, certain G10 currencies that might perform differently versus the US dollar? If we're in this, at least even if we're in consolidation in equities or kind of less clarity in terms of day-to-day movement in equities, that means that certainly the strong risk appetite is gone. And the dollar should hold up a bit better, but certain currencies look a little bit more vulnerable in our view. And the New Zealand dollar is certainly one of those. You know, based on the period of consolidation of US equities through until the end of last week, or actually, sorry, not counting Friday, through till Thursday, which is when we did this analysis. From the 2nd of June through until Thursday of last week, equities were pretty much unchanged. They rallied and then they retraced that rally. And when we look at equity or FX performance, it was the risk-off currencies that performed well, Japanese yen, euro, Swiss franc. But bunched in there with the top performers was the New Zealand dollar. And that, to us, looks like the Kiwi being a little bit out of kilter with the way it should be performing. And then you throw in on top of that the RBNZ's fairly explicit signal of potential intervention to weaken the New Zealand dollar. We see grounds for some underperformance of the New Zealand dollar going forward. You know, the tolerance of New Zealand dollar appreciation from the RBNZ is very, very low. You know, on a trade-weighted basis, the New Zealand dollar has been trending weaker since 2017. We've had a bounce in the last couple of weeks, and already the RBNZ is complaining about the negative implications of New Zealand dollar appreciation. And the threat of intervention, I think, will certainly limit the upside move for Kiwi dollar going forward. So I think that's one that can underperform. And then, of course, the Fitch downgraded the Canada's sovereign rating last week. And while that didn't have an impact on the Canadian dollar, and you know, I'm not surprised by that, I think it does illustrate the structural issues for the Canadian economy going forward. And you know, household debt to income is about 175%, by far the largest in the G10 countries. And when you're looking for the consumer-led recovery from COVID, it's economies like Canada that have greater levels of indebtedness where we could start to see underperformance of economic recovery. And that to us also paints the picture of Canadian dollar underperformance going forward. So those are some of the highlights in terms of what to watch going forward after recent events.
And finally, Derek, what trade ideas are your research desk highlighting?
Well, in the weekly that we put out on Friday, I've already spoken about the New Zealand dollar, but we've implemented a short New Zealand dollar versus Japanese yen FX trade. And that, of course, is a reflection of the risk of some renewed risk off COVID spreading, advertisements being pulled from the big tech companies, which I didn't mention. That's another downside risk for equities. So that kind of risk off dynamic with New Zealand dollar already stretched in our view, New Zealand dollar versus the Japanese yen going lower, I think is is certainly plausible. The other position, which we've been running since the previous week, is short the pound versus the dollar. And, you know, I think pound underperformance going forward from here is quite likely to continue. You know, we have the Brexit negotiations restarting today. The mood music on Brexit has improved somewhat after the meeting between Boris Johnson and the three EU leaders on the 15th of June. But, you know, I still think the fundamental backdrop is such that the UK government just doesn't appear to have considerable appetite for shifting its stance in relation to having full independence going forward, that take back control promise. And I think that in itself is going to be a huge hindrance to getting a fundamental deal on a new trading relationship. And best case scenario, if it does come, it's going to come very late in the day. And I think the period between now and then, we're going to see further disappointment and expectations on a deal coming down. And that, to me, will allow for cable to get to levels below 120 over the next month or two. So I think short pound is still a viable trade. We've also got Boris Johnson announcing some economic strategy increased spending plans tomorrow. Having looked at the Mail Online interview that he conducted over the weekend with the Mail on Sunday, it doesn't look like there's a considerable amount of new additional spend. Let's see what that the details are tomorrow. But what was divulged over the weekend, you know, bringing forward shovel-ready infrastructure plans. You know, we've heard that so many times in the past, and it's far, far more difficult to do than is envisaged. And I think there's definitely, maybe an element of optimism ahead of that announcement, but I'm not convinced it's going to lead to much. So I think, we're still quite comfortable with that view that the pound will continue to underperform versus the dollar going forward from here.
Right. Well, thanks very much, Derek. There was a lot of great insight in that. Have a good week and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Luna. Have a good week yourself.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.